whether you are a Hollywood fanatic or not, you might remember the moment actor Patricia Arquette won an Oscar last year. Her acceptance speech caused quite a stir in Hollywood.
To every woman who gave birth, to every taxpayer and citizen of this nation, we have fought for everybody else's equal rights. It's our time to have wage equality once and for all, and equal rights for women in the United States of America.
Oscar-winning actress Patricia Arquette accepting the Academy Award last year. Since then, some of the world's best female actors, from Meryl Streep to Kate Blanchett, have denounced the Hollywood pay gap. But pay inequality is not the only issue affecting women in the industry. Behind the scenes, women continue to be underrepresented in the director's chair. In Australia, they make up only 16% of the total number of directors at work in this country. What a number is that? 16%. Today, the federal government agency Screen Australia will announce who has won grants for female-led concepts across film, television and online as part of a $5 million program to give female filmmakers a leg up. One of the recipients is Screen writer Liz Doran, who is in our Sydney studios. Liz, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
And congratulations. You've received funding, I think, to get two projects up off the ground, a TV series and a feature film. The television program is called Holy Cow. I believe that's based on a book of
it is
another Sarah, ABC broadcaster.
In the family.
That's
in
right.
The family.
Tell me about it.
Well, I just firstly want to say I'm not being greedy, because there is a difference between how TV works and how film works. And the TV project, I'm very much part of a creative team, rather than it being, you know, I'm getting lots of funding. And that's a creative team based. So the TV series is based on the book Holy Cow by Sarah McDonald, who is an ABC journalist and who was an ABC Triple J radio announcer at the time that she wrote the book, and took 2 years off and went and lived in India.
Such a great book.
Yeah, like, how fantastic is that book? So this is a creative team of three different producers, Esther Harding, Chloe Rickard and Radha Mitchell. And then there's three different writers, two women, me, Lally Katz, and one token man, Greg Waters. And we've let one man in.
It's very kind of you.
Yeah, well, you know, he's fine. He's a good one. And it's essentially, we're adapting that book into a television series. So I think the book is now 10 years old. We're updating the story so that it's more contemporary, but it's still essentially the adventures of a young woman in India and all the different kind of cultural difficulties that she faces, and then that personal journey that she goes on while she's in India.
And tell us about your feature film, Bondi Beach Breakfast Club.
Yeah, right. So that one is, it's loosely inspired. There was a group of friends of mine, we used to meet every Friday morning at Bondi Beach, and we'd go for a swim or a walk and then have breakfast. And this was like every Friday morning was an absolute date that couldn't be missed. And so it's very loosely based on that. This is a film about friendship. It's you know, the tagline for it is three women, four decades, one secret that they'll never forget. And the producer and I, Louise Smith, like to call it, it's like Bridesmaids meets Beaches.
It sounds perfect.
Yeah. It's the kind of movie, like, and that, I think this actually fits really, really. I was reading the press release for the Gender Matters thing from Screen Australia, and our movie fits really well into their, you know, their aims for the project, which is that this is an unashamedly female movie. It's the kind of film you'd go see with your sister or your mother or your friend on a Sunday afternoon. And
now, the gender disparity in Australia is most notable in film. Mm. In your area of screenwriting, for example, only 23% of writers are women. What do you think explains that kind of level of imbalance?
Look, it's a really interesting figure. I mean, I think that there is a difference between film and television, and the gender imbalance in television is much better. Look, I think there are all sorts of reasons for that, and I don't think our industry is any different from any other industry, and that, you know, those statistics bear out across all sorts of different jobs and careers. But there's something about the film industry here, which is that my feeling is that we're a writer-director based. So there's an auteur, there's an auteur sort of theory behind a lot of the films that get funded. A lot of films that get funded are written by the director. There's also a lot of films that are written by the first-time director who then doesn't go on, who either goes on and goes to America or doesn't go on and make another movie. I'm not really sure why women aren't represented in film. I know
that you've mentioned that there's a difference between the way men and women work in this industry. What do you mean by that?
Look, I think that this is something that men and women do across all industries. And there's, for me, I think there's this thing that women, there are all sorts of institutional biases towards men, which have been talked about a million times, you know, that men are usually the ones in power and so they're the ones that make the decisions and they're the ones that unconsciously, I think, most of the time, prefer movies and stories and ideas that represent them, so they're by men. But I also think there's a gender bias that women do for themselves or against themselves, which is that women will take 10 years before they decide that they're an expert in something. You know, they'll do 10 different jobs and go, finally, oh, I can do that job. Whereas men will do something once and go, yep, let me do it again. I'm up for it. So I think there's two different things going on, and I think it's time, you know, that women actually stood up and said, no,
I'm brilliant immediately. First go, I'm brilliant.
Just a little bit quicker, maybe not first go. Like, just
there needs almost to be a happy balance, doesn't there, between thinking you're fabulous too early,
yes,
and too late.
Yes, men can step back a little, step away from the brilliance, men, and let women have a bit of a chance to sort of give their voice.
Liz, thank you so much for your time and congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Absolutely. Liz Doran is an Australian scriptwriter and one of the Screen Australia grant recipients for its Gender Matters program.